He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning. It is the September 5th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, let's take a look and see. We had a bad jobs report here this morning. On the one hand, folks will look at that and say, gee, the economy is weakening here. Is it really still going to continue to expand and grow? And on the other hand, they're saying, well, good. Now Janet Yellen and her Fed hawks won't be out there wanting to hike interest rates. And the market's taking it all kind of in stride, but definitely with a negative tone this morning. The Dow right now is down 28 points, 32 call it, to 17,036. We're hanging on tenaciously to that 17,000 level. The S&P 500 is back below 2,000. I worried about that. We're at 1995. A lot of times when you see markets cross major milestones, you always, almost always get some pretty heavy settling after that. The S&P's at 1994 right now, down 3 points today. The NASDAQ is holding up best of all. It's down 5 points to 4,557. Let's see what interest rates are doing. They're dropping a little bit here this morning on the week report, which would be the natural thing for them to do, 2.42% on the 10-year. Gold continues to sink, $1,266 per ounce. Corn's at $3.49 a bushel if you're hauling any corn to the market today. And the euro is at 1.29 as the dollar has been very, very strong. Euro week, of course, Europe's going to do a little quantitative easing. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, yesterday after the show and doing a little must-dos, honey-dos here at the office before I had a little clear path, I did go out and do a little fishing. You know, September's a good month here in San Diego. All you tourists are gone. And we kind of have, all us locals kind of have San Diego all to ourselves, although we do have it the rest of the year, too. And the fishing's been very good off San Diego this year. We've had a very strong El Nino, which brings way warmer than normal waters up our way from way down south. And it carries with them a lot of exotic fish that normally aren't real close, but they do come every year. We have different groups of tuna migrate off San Diego, and straight out from my office, 20 to 30 miles, are some of the best fishing grounds in the world for these migratory tuna. Some years it's albacore. We haven't had albacore for about 5 or 6 years. Albacore are the white meat tuna. They're the chicken of the sea. They're the ones I like to catch the best. Those are the ones I grew up catching and canning and smoking and barbecuing, and it's all good with albacore. But they like colder water. And we haven't had any albacore for the last 4 or 5 years as we've tended more towards the warmer water currents, which bring the bluefin tuna, the yellowfin tuna, and the yellowtail and the Dorado. And this year's a very warm water year. The water temp out there was about 73 degrees. I just went solo, got some time to think, headed out about 25 miles off the coast of San Diego, found a big giant kelp patty just floating loose in the ocean. Those are nice areas. That's where fish like to congregate. They feel like they're safe underneath there, although every predatory fish knows about kelp patties, hammerhead sharks. They know, hey, go to the kelp patties. That's where the fish are hanging out. But the bait likes to hang out underneath the kelp patties. And where there's bait, there's fish underneath and there's birds on top. And I pulled up on a kelp patty. I was just using light tackle yesterday, just out to have some fun, maybe bring home a few fish for dinner. And all of a sudden, that thing started to scream. I go, what in the world? I thought maybe I'd hooked a PT boat or something going by, or a submarine. And all of a sudden, up comes a marlin, which that's pretty rare off San Diego. I've been fishing San Diego for 50 years, 45 years anyways. I've never hooked a marlin. And I go, holy crap, I've got a marlin on my spinning tackle. And he was kind of lethargic, to be honest. He raised his head up out of the water, and that big, beautiful bill, really a noble-looking creature, shook his head a few times at me. Release me. Get me this hook out of my mouth. And, you know, I messed around for about 20, 30 minutes. I really think I could have landed him, but I said, you know what? I don't want to waste my whole day. I'm after tuna. And so I eventually released, cut the line, let him go. Said Sirenora, saw the north side of a southbound marlin shortly after that, and then went on to catch a few yellowtail. Enough yellowtail for dinner. I could have caught all the yellowtail I wanted, but I just caught a few, enough for dinner, and released the rest and went looking for the tuna. Never found the yellowfin tuna, which is what I was really after. The ahi, seared ahi. Oh, that's good stuff with a little bit of peppercorns. Just sear it so it's medium rare. Slice it thin, a little bit of soy sauce. What does this have to do with the stock market? Because the stock market's very similar. You know what I did? I did all my research before I went out there. I found out where they were biting, where the fish are. I probably, you know, there's probably a couple hundred boats spread out, maybe even more than that, every single day, all over from south of the border here, clear on up to Catalina Island. That's about 100 miles of coast and the fishing reports. And there's some underwater, you know, mountains out there where the fish tend to congregate. And there's maybe 25 or 30 famous spots out there. I was at the 302 yesterday, which is where they've been getting them lately. They're either getting them at the 302 or the 371. I decided to save a little gas and go to the 302, and when, as luck would have it, they were getting them at the 371. But knowing the right areas of the market, I mean of the ocean, is very, very important because there's a lot of desert out there with nothing in it, just like the stock market. And as I look at the market this year, you know, the desert to me, the consumer stocks, the consumer, you know, the housing stocks, the building stocks. Now, these were the red hot stocks. As we came out of recession in 2009, those were some of the hottest stocks in the entire market. The TJ Maxx's of the world, the Toll Brothers, the Lennars, the Home Depots, the Walmarts, Ross Stores, the Tractor Supply, and on and on and on and on. But as we've gotten a little bit further into this cycle, look at the jobs report this week, tepid. It just seems like maybe we're running out of steam here in the economy. The expansion is kind of running its course. I'm not saying that it's over, but we don't have a robust consumer right now. I continue to pound my fist on the table. I've been on Bloomberg Radio recently saying, I don't see Mr. Pim Fox and the other gal, Catherine Herridge, I can't remember her name. I don't see the robust consumer out there spending money right now. And that's being backed up by one consumer discretionary stock after another, saying, you know what, it's just okay. Our consumers just seem a little confused, dazed and confused right now, and not really real certain about the economy. And, you know, I mean, their jobs are always on the line, right? Always worried about what's around the next corner. The jobs picture is not that good. There's 92 million Americans sitting at home every day that are not participating in the labor force. What are they doing all day? Playing fantasy football? Hacking celebrities' accounts? I don't know, but it's not good. I think we should be a nation where people are going to work every day and creating and thinking and producing and staying busy and doing things that, you know, add to our society. But you know, the economy's just a little bit on the squishy side. It hasn't been a robust recovery. And I remain very vigilant watching that economy, because what will eventually lead the market down? An economic contraction. When things start to contract, it's cyclical. Just like the ocean off of San Diego is cyclical. We've been in 5 or 6 years of a warming ocean off of our coastline. And then we'll go through 5 or 6 years of a cooling ocean. And you got to be in the right places of that ocean. Where are the right places? Where are the marlin lurking right now? Well, I'm going to do my best to point you in the right direction when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. One thing I would like to point out this morning, one thing that's been on my mind here recently is, you know, the stock market is not a sprint. It's a long race. You're not going to go and make a ton of money in 3 months and then walk away with all these big profits. It's not like that. Almost like buying a house. You know, you buy a house, a good neighborhood, you fix it up, you take good care of it. It's a good investment over time. It increases in value. Same with rental properties. Kicks off some income, save up, buy a few more rental properties. The stock market is a long-term type of animal. It's not a go-go thing. I have so many people that will, oh, not so many. A very small minority of the clients that I have, they'll open an account, they'll like what they hear on the radio, and 2 months later they're transferring out, which seems kind of really silly to me. Hey, look, everybody's got their choice. Maybe they just didn't like me. I don't know. But you know what? Who's going to protect you when the next bear market comes along? And you know where I especially worry is when I see those accounts going back to one of the large wirehouse firms. All right. You think they're watching your account? You know what? I've got a big wirehouse firm down the hallway from me. I don't see anybody in there. Maybe there's one back in the corner watching accounts. But for the most part, you could shoot a cannon through that place most times. There's 100 offices in there. And there's just not a whole lot of people there watching things. So, look, it's up to you. You have to choose what you're going to do. But you have to remember that it's a longer-term type of vehicle. It's not a 2 or 3 month, 6 month, even 1 year vehicle. I say in all my portfolios, it's a 3 to 5 year type of prospect minimum. And hopefully, if you're younger, it's a 10 or 20 year type of process. And you want to try to mitigate the risk when the market turns nasty, and you want to try to make as much hay while you can while the sun is shining. Is the sun still shining on the market? Well, you know, we're overcast here in San Diego today. The market's been pretty overcast this year. It's not the 40% gain that we had last year in the small caps. The small caps are up 0% this year. And it's not the 27% gain that we had in the Dow last year. The Dow's up 3% this year. It's a much different year. But I continue to pound the table and say it's moving overseas. I continue to see China, India, and Brazil lighting up the board. And my plans are to continue to move money away from the U.S. to overseas markets, overseas companies. Because I think our economy, which is now in the sixth year of recovery, the bull market in America is now will enter its, it'll have our 66-month anniversary next week. I think there's better opportunities elsewhere. Earlier this week, or was it late last week, as I watched CNBC and I see Elon Musk on right now, my featured story for Channel 6 News was how expensive I thought Tesla stock was at the current time. And I guess I have good company because late this week or middle of the week, Elon Musk came on CNBC saying, I think our stock is frankly quite expensive right now. So it's always good to have confirmation from the horse's mouth that not only does Gunderson think the stock is expensive. No, I still like it over the long haul, and I like Elon Musk. I think he's a brilliant guy. I would not bet against Elon Musk. But I think in the short term, the stock is way overpriced and bloated. And guess who agrees with me? He agrees with me. All right, I want to talk about another subject today, and that's the Keystone Pipeline. There will be a key hearing coming up on the Keystone Pipeline in Nebraska. And pretty soon, there will be a ruling one way or the other that's going to force our president, President Obama, to make a decision. The ball will be in his court. And he's going to have the choice of choosing between the labor unions, which greatly favor the Keystone Pipeline. It will create a lot of jobs. We had a jobs report this week, very tepid. We're not creating jobs. That's why the Fed is standing pat. They don't see the job creation that they want before they're going to start hiking interest rates. Or he's going to have to choose the environmentalists who are against the Keystone Pipeline. So on the one hand, you've got the labor unions that got the manpower, the equipment, the shovels. This is a shovel-ready project as far as I can tell. We're now in the fifth year in debate of this thing. And on the other hand, you've got the environmentalists. Well, they'll put up wind farms all across our beautiful countryside, killing all kinds of animals in their path. But the pipeline carrying oil, where we're 75% energy independent so far, but we're still getting oil from places like Libya. Who's in charge of Libya these days? We're still getting oil from Nigeria. Where are those missing girls, Boko Haram? We're going to reward them by buying their oil? We're buying oil from Venezuela. Oh, former home of Hugo Chavez, whose hand-picked appointee is now running the country. A bunch of America haters down there. So look, we're either going to choose between the environmentalists or the employee unions to build that pipeline. And the company right in the middle of it, TransCanada Corp, which is a $43 billion company. It's a company that is headquartered in Canada, in Calgary, Alberta. TransCanada is engaged in natural gas transportation and storage and electric power generation in Canada and the U.S. It's one of the top-ranked stocks in the Best Stocks Now app right now. It's a $39 billion company. It's a large cap. I call it a growth and income stock. Why? Because it also pays a dividend. The dividend yield right now is 3.6%. Now, the 10-year bond in America right now is paying 2.4%. And the only way you're going to get capital appreciation on that 10-year bond is if interest rates continue to slide lower than 2.4%. If they go back down to 1.75%, you made a lot of money on your U.S. bond. But what are the chances of that happening? I don't like the probabilities there. On the other hand, TransCanada is yielding 3.6%, and what's the upside potential there? Well, over the last 10 years, let's first look at what the company's done in the past. They've delivered 14.5% per year over the last 10 years, while the market's delivered 6%. Over the last 12 months, the MLPs, the pipeline stocks, have been red hot. The stock's up 31% while the market's at 20%. It has a momentum grade of A right now. The valuation on it, well, it's trading at about what MLPs are trading at right now. But I have an $89 target price 5 years from now. And the stock's currently trading at $54. I still like the TransCanada company. I still think the Keystone Pipeline should be built. I think that we should be moving towards energy independence. They have a current ranking of 148. Out of 3,883 stocks. TRP, not a recommendation, but an example. Trades on the New York Stock Exchange. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. place. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe." Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've talked about a little of this and a little of that. And if you don't think I'm not an environmentalist, you know what? I have always been taught to take good care of the land. I've always been a farmer, a gardener. I'm a sportsman, fisherman. I keep very little of what I catch. I try to release. If I'm not going to eat it within the next week or two, there's no use keeping it. It makes me absolutely sick. One day I was up off of Oceanside, where it used to be a place off of Oceanside called, well, it's still there, the Carlsbad Canyon, where the thresher sharks come in and they mate that time of year, mating season for the thresher sharks. And it's, you know, I mean, thresher shark is pretty good to eat. It's very similar to swordfish. And they weigh, you know, anywhere from 100 to 200 pounds. They're big fish. And one day I saw a guy with five of them hanging from the hooks, like marlin. 1,000 pounds of thresher shark. And I thought, you know what? That's just disgusting. What is that guy going to do with five thresher sharks? I mean, these are broodstock, taking them out of the system like this. I call those kind of people meat hogs. And I saw a picture yesterday of a guy who had 10 yellowfin tuna, big ones, that he had just caught. He found the honey hole yesterday. And I thought, what are you going to do with 10 yellowfin tuna? That's 200 pounds of meat. You've got to have a lot of friends. Can't you just keep a couple? So, you know, when I say I'm for the Keystone Pipeline, it's not because I'm not conscious of the environment and everything. Don't tell me that we can't run a pipeline across Nebraska. Nebraska is the one that has been blocking it. You know, there's all kinds of things out there, water lines and all telephone lines and whatever else, windmills and whatever else. I just don't see where it's not in our best interest to be energy independent. You know, we're already hurting a lot of countries that used to use the oil as a ransom a little bit to get what they wanted. Now that we're 75% independent, we're not as beholden. I just think self-sufficiency is a good way to go. And I think that we should continue to take advantage of the resources that we've been blessed with here in America. Let's create the jobs. Let's get that Williston Basin oil. Let's not haul it by railroad, which we're doing right now, which is the alternative. That's why the railroad stocks continue to fly. Oh, my God. How many times have I sat here and beat my fist on the table talking about the railroad stocks? Union Pacific. Let's take a look at a chart of Union Pacific. I know on Wednesday, it was hitting a new all-time high. Headquartered in Omaha, Nebraska. Maybe Union Pacific doesn't want that pipeline going through Nebraska. That's going to cut into their business, hauling oil. I never put that one together. And let's not forget the Canadian railroads. Canadian Pacific, CP. Look at that chart. And I've owned it for a long, long time. And the other one I want to talk about next is Canadian National Railway. Why am I talking about it yet again? Because it's hitting yet another new all-time high. The stock is on fire, and it's been on fire for a long time. Let's hope it doesn't catch on fire when it has a spill of oil because we don't have a pipeline. Canadian National Railway, CNI, continues to be one of my highest-ranked stocks in my app, Best Stocks Now, and it's a stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management, and here's the reason why. In fact, it's one of the few Gunderson Trophy winners in my database. Over the last 10 years, this little railroad that could, the little caboose that could, that was one of my favorite little books growing up. My mom used to read it to me. Over the last 10 years, Canadian National Railroad has delivered 22% to investors. This is one of the best performing stocks in the entire market. Here we live in the age of the internet highway and microchips and fast airplanes, and the best performing stocks continue to be the railroads. You'd be hard pressed to find another stock I mean, this puts it up in the elite class of performance that a stock that has delivered between its dividend yield, which, let's see, the dividend yield is currently not high, but 1.4%, and its capital appreciation has delivered 22.4% over the last 10 years. Over the last 5 years, 26%. Over the last 3 years, 30%. And over the last 12 months, while I've been beating my fist on the table, the stock's up 56% while the market's up 20%. When I compare Canadian National Railway, CNI, which is headquartered in Montreal, Quebec, Canada, home of the Montreal Alouettes, former home of the Montreal Expos, which are now the Washington Nationals. It's hard to keep track of where these teams continue to go. Canadian National Railway is a $60 billion company. They've been growing their earnings at a steady rate over the years, and they continue to grow their earnings. When I look at the performance of Canadian National Railway against all the other stocks in the market, it gets a performance grade of A. It's right up there at the head of the class. The momentum grade, this is recently. How has the stock been performing in 2014? Well, the transportation stocks have had a good year. This stock is up 30% so far this year. It gets a momentum grade of A right now. Now, how about the valuation, which is always a concern? Valuation in my book is very, very important. The stock is currently trading at 17.8 times earnings. It's still trading at a discount to the overall database average of about 18 right now, somewhere in there. But this is a superior stock at a market price. If I take the earnings estimates for next year, which are $4.12, and extrapolate them out at about 15% per year, which is what Canadian National Railway thinks they can grow by over the next 5 years. So do the analysts. Then I come up with an earnings target 5 years from now, apply a multiple to it that I think is appropriate, factor in the dividend yield of 1.4%. I think the stock still has about 75 to 80% upside potential over the next 5 years. The key word there is potential, because a lot can happen between now and then. Who knows? Maybe someday the pipelines will take away a lot of the business from the railroads. Pipelines are much more efficient and better way to carry oil than railroads are. Now, if I look at the comments I've made on this stock, and that, you know, that's one of the best features that I built into the Best Stocks Now app. Here's my comments. Well, just 2 days ago, Canadian National Railway continues to be good to me and my clients. New high today. Back in August, another new all-time high for CNI. I remain long. Back in, let's go clear back to June. Beautiful. New all-time high for CNI. I remain long. Number 77 overall. We'll go back to May 8th. To view Bill's May 8th, 2014 analysis, which is 8 minutes long. That's when I did a feature of this stock last, 4 months ago. Tap here. Click on it. And up comes the video segment of the radio feature that I did back in May of this year. And how far has the stock come since May? We can go back to February to listen to Bill's February 12th analysis. Tap here. Go back to November of 2012 to listen to Bill's analysis. Tap here. It's all there. Not once do I say, hey, this stock is way beyond what it's worth, I'm selling it. Nope. It's all been good, and it's still good. In fact, so good that out of 3,883 different stocks, all right, 3,883 different stocks, there's only 25 that are ranked higher than Canadian National Railway. It comes in at number 26 overall, And it is a stock that I still have a large position in here at Gunderson Capital Management. They're not all winners like Canadian National. Every week I publish all the winners and all the losers. They're there for you to peruse. You can get 4 weeks of my newsletter by going to my website at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, Professional Money Manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we've had a major upgrade to the app this week, and it all seems to be working fine. I haven't made many buys or sells this week. I did some earlier in the week. I've gone through my database every single day of almost 4,000 different things to choose from, and I just haven't seen anything that's really caught my eye. I'm very picky. I'm very demanding when it comes to placing hard-earned money into investments. And but I do now send out live trades during the week, and that is now available on my Apple version of the app. It's a premium subscription for those of you who want to follow along. I have my own personal trading account. I haven't found anything there all week, and I have been searching. These are stocks that tend to be on the smaller side or more illiquid, I suppose. They don't trade enough shares for me to buy them in my managed accounts. But I can tell you, over the years, I have found stocks in my app that have just absolutely blown me away. But they're too thinly traded. So I decided to create another portfolio for my newsletter, which is my personal trading account that I mess around with, looking for companies that I think have explosive upside. Right now I have about 5 or 6 positions, and I'm looking, I'm searching, and if I find something, I'll be sending out a live push notification, and hopefully by next week we'll also have the capability of also sending out an email to back up the push notification for people that aren't following along on smartphones. We're working on that, but right now, as far as I know, the push notifications are working. I've sent out, the only ones I've sent out this week are, I didn't buy anything today. I went through my entire database and I could not find anything to buy or sell. You can go on to the Apple Store, or I believe right through the app itself, and you can upgrade your app to get the live buys and sell capability coming directly from me. I'm buying them at the same time. As soon as I send out the push notification and I receive it on my phone, that's when I'm going to make the buy. Secondly, we have it for all the other portfolios too. If I make a change in my ETF portfolio, for instance, I own Canada right now, EWC. If I decide, hey, it's time to sell the Canadian Exchange Traded Fund, I'll send out a push notification. And if I find one I really like, maybe India small caps, Latin America 3-1, who knows? I'll send out a push notification. And if it's in the conservative growth account, if I decide to sell my Canadian National Railway and move on and replace it with something else, I'll send out a push notification. And in the aggressive growth account, if I find a $2.5 billion biotech company that looks like it's getting ready to break loose and I end up buying it, you'll get a push notification. And conversely, if I have one that I don't like currently, I sold one Did I sell any this week? No, I don't think I did. I'm looking to sell one today. I'll send out a push notification. And if I see one in my income account, a dividend payer, like TransCanada, which I don't own, by the way, but it's been high on my list. I've just been waiting for a pullback in the stock, and it just will not happen. TRP. But there's others that I'm looking at that not. I picked up one last week that had a 10% dividend yield. I sent out a push notification that I just bought this stock, or I'm buying this stock, rather. So on all of the accounts, or mutual fund, if I decide to sell my India mutual fund, send out a push notification. I'm selling India. I'm replacing it with this. So that's now available not only on the Apple iPhone smart devices, including the iPad, but also on the Android smartphone or Android devices, Android tablets. It's not available yet for the online version of the app, the web-based version, because that's got to go out via email. And that's what we're working on next. That's our next project. And they're working on it right now, the developers. So when that's available, I'll let you know. But you can go to the Google Play Store to sign up for the premium version of the app. You can go to the Apple iTunes Store to upgrade to the premium version of the app. Or you can wait for the web-based version. I'm thinking within the next 2 weeks that should be available. If you're sending out the newsletter this weekend, we're pretty prolific here at Gunderson Capital Management for a small firm. We're very efficient with our crew here. The newsletter will go out tonight, Friday night, or early Saturday morning. It will have an update on all the portfolios. It will have my take on the economy, whether or not this bull market is still intact. I've kept you in for 65 months, 66 months now. I'm not going to keep you in forever. There will come a time when I say, you know what? It ain't over till it's over. It looks like it's over. And it's time to do something else. Maybe inverse funds. I don't know. Wherever the action goes, I'll be watching my app, my ranking of the sectors, my ranking of the asset classes, ranking of the indexes on a weekly basis. Maybe a new bull market is erupting somewhere else in the world as ours comes to a close. But that is every week in my newsletter, and we're going to have a premium version of the newsletter, which will also include live email updates during the week. I subscribed to Cramer's for a while. Mine is priced at the same price Cramer's. You get what you pay for. I thought Cramer's sucked, to be honest with you. The alerts I got, the action alerts I got, were absolutely useless. So, hey, we'll see. You know, it is what it is. I'm going to do my absolute best to find timely ideas. I'm very, very particular. And by the time I send something out, it's not just to be buying it. It's not just to be sending you an idea. It's because I feel like the probabilities are in our favor as it relates to performance and to evaluation. But again, no guarantees. Obviously, there's always risk. And I will always tell you which account I'm buying the stock in, so you know the risk that's involved. You can get my newsletter by going to my website at pwstreet.com. And if you don't have the time to do all of this yourself, you got a busy life, well, I manage money. That's my main job. 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.